the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. That you. Notice he didn't put somebody's name there. All right? He says that you, generic you. That you.
And today we are going to be looking at the subject of thanksgiving. And so we are giving thanks to God from the abundance of the consciousness of what he has done for us and who he is to us. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our hearts are open once again to receive your word. We thank you for your mercy and your benevolence. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for all that you are to us and all that you have done for us. Thank you for all your blessings that you've bestowed upon us. We give you praise. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Today, our hearts are open to receive your word. We're asking, Father, that you will speak to us in Jesus' name. And let your word distill upon our hearts as the dew of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. All right, today we're looking at what thanksgiving is. Hallelujah. What is thanksgiving? All right, the concept of thanksgiving in the New Testament stems out of two words, okay, in the Greek. And I just want to do a short study so that at least you have a good understanding of what thanksgiving is. Many of us have been doing thanksgiving right, and some of us have been doing it wrong, okay? So the word of God is our alignment. When God's word comes, it aligns us with the will of God so we can do things right. Amen? All right. Thanksgiving is from the root word, two words actually, charizomai and homologia. Okay? Now, charizomai here speaks of charis. That means grace. Okay? Recognizing grace. All right? And then homologia means confession. Okay? Which is acknowledgement. So when we give thanks to God, primarily what we're doing is we're not giving to God what is not his worth or due. We're giving to God by way of acknowledging who God is, for who he is for real, and what he's done for us. Amen? Thanksgiving is actually bearing witness to reality, to truth. All right, it's not like you are ascribing to God some kind of glory that, you know, is too big for him to handle. No. All right. Thanksgiving is actually a witness to truth, the reality of who God is and what he's done for you and who you are in him. Praise God. So those two words, charis. Charis simply means grace, or charizomai. All right. That means recognizing grace. Okay, or taking grace or receiving grace. It's an acknowledgement that is based on what you know, a reality, a fact, a consciousness. Praise God. And that is what it is. And then you do that by confessing with your mouth. All right? In reality, attesting to the truth that you know. That is what thanksgiving is all about. Now, God is good, okay? And then you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Father, because you are good. That's thanksgiving. Amen? You see it? And God is gracious. You say, Father, I thank you because you are gracious. And that's thanksgiving. Amen? God is almighty. You say, Father, I thank you because you are almighty. Amen? You're bearing witness to the truth of God or about God that you know. That's thanksgiving. And that witness is done from within your heart with your mouth. Now let's look at it. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, very quickly. Hebrews 13, 15, it says, by Jesus Christ, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So that means you cannot truly and actually give thanks to God without saying something with your mouth. You don't give thanks to God by a witness in your heart, you just know and believe that God is gracious and kind. No, that's not thanksgiving. All right? That is conviction in your heart. It's a witness in your heart, but it's not a witness before God. Okay? So, giving thanks here, or thanksgiving, is actually saying something with your mouth. The Bible calls thanksgiving the fruit of our lips. All right? That means your lips are bearing fruit. The fruit of your lips. You are saying something to God by way of acknowledging who He is, acknowledging what He's done for you, acknowledging His loving kindness in your life. That's what thanksgiving is. Praise God. You see, you have to say something. It's the fruit. The Bible calls it the fruit of our lips. Now, thanksgiving is a verbal expression of one's acknowledgement and appreciation of God's person. Okay? His grace, His blessings, and sovereign works in our lives, in the lives of people around us, and what He's doing all across the globe. Okay? It is a verbal expression. You have to express it verbally. You have to say something with your mouth. Praise God. And that's very, very important. Look at Psalm 26 and verse 7. The Bible speaks of the voice of thanksgiving. Look at the word voice there. It didn't just say thanksgiving, it says the voice of thanksgiving. So you are voicing out your gratitude to God, your acknowledgement of Him. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. So you are telling of His wondrous works. There's such a thing as the voice of thanksgiving. You voice it out. Praise God. Did you see that? All right. Again, the Bible speaks of the offering. All right, of thanksgiving, the offering of praise unto God in Psalm 50 and verse 14. Psalm 50 and verse 14. It says, offer unto God thanksgiving. Did you see it? So thanksgiving is what you give to God. It's not what you retain in your heart of God. It's what you give to Him. There's a vital exchange. You are giving something to God. You are saying it with your mouth. Amen. And not just, I know God is good, and say it. Say it with your mouth. Say it. Lift your hands and say it. And say, Father, I recognize and acknowledge that you are good. Thank you. Because you are good and you are good to me. Say it. It's an offering. You give it. You know, I may have it in mind, you know, to give Pastor Shola, he'll give you 50,000 naira. And in my heart, I've made up my mind to give it to you. But that's not going to change your life. Because it's just gratitude, benevolence rather, in my heart. But it is not demonstrated to you yet. Until it is given to you, you cannot make the most of it. All right? So what God receives is what you give Him. Okay? You have to give it. It's an offering. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Offer it. Is an offering. Glory to God. And then again, the Bible tells us that thanksgiving is actually honoring God, glorifying God. In Psalm 50 and verse 23, Psalm 50 and verse 23, it says, whoso offered praise glorified me. So when you offer thanksgiving, praise unto God, you are glorifying God. Amen. To glorify simply means to magnify. It simply means to exalt. It means to lift up. It means to hold in high esteem. Whoso offereth praise glorified me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So God is going to reveal Himself to you based on what you offer to Him, your offering. So you offer thanksgiving to God. And when you offer thanksgiving to God, the Bible says you glorify Him. You glorify God. Amen? Okay? And then again, the Bible tells us it is magnifying God. In Psalm 60 and verse 30, thanksgiving is magnifying God. It says, thou, Psalm 60, okay? That should be Psalm 60 and verse, let me check. Psalm 60 and verse, magnifying God, to magnify the Lord. Let me check it here. Okay. All right. All right, I'll get the reference. Maybe I quoted the reference wrongly. Okay, Psalm 34 and verse 3. Psalm 34 and verse 3. It says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." So the word there, magnify, simply means to give thanks to God. Now, when you give thanks to God, you magnify God. Now, what does it mean to magnify God? It simply means your value for God or of God in your heart is heightened. That means you begin to rate God more highly. Amen? That's what it means to magnify God. When you give thanks to God, you magnify God. Amen? And then the Bible tells us that thanksgiving is the protocol of his presence. That is the protocol of his presence. Amen? The protocol of his presence. That means anytime we are accessing the presence of God, thanksgiving is the way to enter in. In Psalm 100, and we'll start reading here from verse 3. Look at it. It says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." And then it says, "Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving." So that is the password that opens the gates of God. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Glory to God. So thanksgiving here simply means you are magnifying God. You are voicing out to God your gratitude, your appreciation of what he's done for you. You are giving thanks to God consciously, saying it with your mouth, offering the voice of thanksgiving unto God, an offering of gratitude unto God. Amen? All right, and this is very, very important. Look at Psalm 107 and verse 22. Psalm 107 and verse 22. It says, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving." Did you see it? So it is the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. "And declare his works with rejoicing." How do you declare his works? With rejoicing. You rejoice. You give thanks to God. Amen? Amen? Amen. So it's an offering. You give it to God. And when you give it to God, you're giving it from the depth of your heart. And don't forget, it is the fruit of your lips. You are saying something to God. Can someone say amen to that? You're saying something to God. You are saying something to God. All right. Now, having understood what thanksgiving is, now let's look at the scriptural principles that govern thanksgiving. How do we give thanks to God scripturally? Number one, the Bible tells us that there must be a consciousness in your heart that God is worthy of what you're giving him. Amen? You must know that he is God. In Psalm 100 and verse 3 that we just read, all right, you must know that God is God. It says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God." The Lord, he is God. "It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." So know that he is God. Now, when you know that the Lord is God, he is the Lord, what that does is that when you give him thanks, you understand that you are giving him what is his due, what is his worth, his honor. All right? Thanksgiving is not, you know, trying to blow God's trumpet for him, so to speak. No. Thanksgiving is actually acknowledging God for who he is. Amen? You see it? So know ye that the Lord, he is God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. It is he that has made us. Understand that he made you. You are the work of his hand. Glory to God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So that means you depend on him. Glory to God. You depend on him. Your life depends on God. Hallelujah. Everything about you depends on God. So recognize that God is God. Recognize that God is God. That's very important. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, the Bible tells us, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Verse 21, it says, "Because that when they knew God, please don't be distracted, amen, because that when they knew him, look at it, that means God revealed himself to them as God. But when they knew God, they glorified him not as God." Now, when God reveals himself to you, he wants you to glorify him as such. In that light. Did you see it? They knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, neither were thankful. So they didn't give thanks to God based on the revelation of God that he's given them. See? But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now, when you want to give thanks to God, know that God is God. Know that he is God. Now, who is God? When you say God, someone is a God. It means ruler. Ruler. Amen? The one who is in charge. That's a God. Now, knowing that the Lord is God, the Lord simply means owner of all things. Praise God. Amen. Jehovah Adonai, the owner of all things, the one who keeps covenant, the covenant-keeping God. Amen. And then you know that he is God. He is ruler over all. No matter the situation, know that God is God over it. Amen. He is the Lord over that situation, and he is God. He is God. He is God. And God is God not because, you know, we voted him into deity. Amen. You know, in democracy or in a democracy, the people give power to their leaders. And they can take the power anytime they feel so. Amen. Praise God. You know what just happened in the U.S. Amen. Or what is happening at the moment. So they just gave power to someone. Okay. And in a couple of weeks or probably months, they may take it back. Praise God. All right. So, but in theocracy, in kingdom, all right, there is a king of kings. He is the only one that gives power to kings, but nobody empowered him. Nobody enthroned him. Amen. Know that he is God. Know it in your heart that God is God. Now, someone says, well, I'm not going to give thanks to God because of how, you know, I'm feeling or how I feel. Then you don't know that God is God. You know, God is God irrespective of your feelings. Does not mean that God doesn't care about your feelings. But you see, you must know that God is God. You don't have to feel good to give God his dues. Amen. You don't have to feel good to give God his dues. You give him what is due unto his name. Praise God. Amen. Give him the praise that is due unto his name. Know that he is God. That's the first thing. Let there be that consciousness in your heart that God is God. Amen. Yes. He is God. He rules supreme. He is the Lord God. There is none like him. Amen. And then number two, in giving thanks to God, all right, search for the revelation of God in your heart. What God has done for you in time past or done for someone else around you that you know about or know of, and then give thanks to God from that reference point. That means you must look for a reference point in thanksgiving. Now, what I do when I give thanks to God, I start from the reference points of the words of God, the promises of God, all right, the things that Christ has done for me in the Word. Father, I thank you because I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have delivered me from the power or authority of darkness, and you have translated me into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you, Father, because in Christ I have redemption. Thank you, Father, because in Christ I have forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Father, because in Christ I am blessed. And thank you, Father, because I am joined with you. For he that is joined with the Lord is one spirit. Thank you, Father, because in Christ I am the seed of Abraham. I have received the blessing of righteousness. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, because the commanded blessing is upon me. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, because you are my God. You are my Father. You are my Father. You are my Father. You are my Father. Oh, you are my Father. Hallelujah. You give birth to me in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, because you have made me the head and not the tail. I rule all the time. I triumph all the time. I do well all the time. Victory is mine all the time. And I give you the praise for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the many blessings that you've blessed me with in Christ Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. You see, I can go on and on. I tell you, I do this sometimes an hour, sometimes 2 hours, just giving thanks to God. I've not even started giving thanks to God. Father, thank you for healing my body. You did it yesterday. Father, thank you for meeting my needs. You know, I've not even gone to that yet. Just thanking God for what he's done for me in Christ, who he is to me in Christ. Glory to God. Now, when you do that regularly, you'll be full of God. I don't murmur. I don't have any. Does that mean I don't have challenges? I do. I have challenges. But, you know, that can't stop. God is God. You see, either I have a challenge or I don't have any. God is God. You must know it in your heart. That's the first thing. You know, I'm giving thanks to God because he's done something for me. So then he better behave himself. He doesn't behave himself. All right? His thanksgiving, no thanksgiving for him. No. You don't want to serve that kind of God that responds to your mood and your circumstances. A God that is not constant, that is always available. No. You want to serve a God that is reliable, right? And that's the God we serve. Praise God. Amen. You give him thanks all the time. All the time. Can someone say amen to that? All the time. So when you start on that note, you see, that's why your thanksgiving becomes more robust as your knowledge of God becomes more robust. Okay? If you don't know the word of God, you don't know what Christ has done for you, your thanksgiving will be shallow. Amen? I danced this morning, early this morning, before morning dew. I was just dancing and dancing and dancing. I was just giving thanks to God. Dancing. Because somebody just sent money to me. No. Because I just got healed in my body. No. I was just thankful to God for the word. I was just thankful to God for the things that he's done for me in Christ. I mean, I was just thankful. Praise God. I danced. After morning dew, you know, under the shower, I was dancing. I was just dancing. All right? I got inside the car, bam, dancing. I danced and danced and danced. I got to church. I was still dancing. All right, my protocol guys, pastor is really happy this morning. Did somebody send him some money? No. I just looked at it. I said, you know, God has blessed me. Amen. I'm blessed in Christ. Glory to God. In Christ, I'm blessed. Amen. Amen. So give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. All right? Let your reference point be what he has done for you in Christ. You know, I was searching the other day from the Word of God, all that Christ has done for me. And I began to outline those things. It got to a point I couldn't continue anymore. I just broke into tears of joy. And I was giving thanks to God. I'm blessed. You know, he made grace for me. And he made me to live a graceful life in Christ because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Until you know what he's done for you, you cannot be thankful enough. You have to know what he's done for you. That's your reference point. Glory to God. Amen. I don't think about sickness because I don't know that he's provided sickness and diseases for me. I don't have that knowledge. All right. What I know is that I have health in Christ. And I give thanks to God for it. Amen. Someone says, but what if you feel something in your body and all that? It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. My thanksgiving is not based on any feelings. It's based on the goodness of God. It's based on the scriptures, what he's done for me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
All right. So you rejoice in the Lord. That's the second thing. All right. Reference point, the word, the revelation of God, what he's done for you. Amen. Number three. All right. You have to learn to rejoice from what the Bible calls the joy of the Lord. Now, the joy of the Lord, the Bible says, is our strength. And then in Philippians 3 and verse 3, the Bible says we are the circumcision that worship God in spirit. We rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice. Who rejoices? We rejoice. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. You see it? So go back to Philippians 3 and verse 3. Thank you. All right. So rejoicing is actually an act of faith. Amen? It's an act of faith. That means, he says, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and we rejoice. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We rejoice. Did you see it? Who rejoices? We. We rejoice. It's your choice. Someone says, I'm not happy. All right, it's your choice. It's your choice. Amen. You mean people who are happy, they have everything going on well for them? You know, tell me someone in this world that has everything, just everything is perfect. Show me one person. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect one, when he came into this world, he had to endure many things. Amen. So, it's your choice to be happy. It's your choice to rejoice in the Lord. It's your choice. Don't say, well, I wish I could. No, it's your choice. Choose to rejoice. Glory to God. Come on, lift your hands and say, hallelujah. Look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. When you don't feel like laughing, that's when to laugh. That is the moment, the time to laugh. Amen? You open your mouth and start laughing. All right? Look at the promises of God. Look at the word of God. Look at what he's done for you. Look at who God is to you. And set that before you. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Look at what God has done for you. And then pick up your joy from that place. Start laughing, start rejoicing, giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse 4. This is very important. It says, rejoice in the Lord. How often? Always. I love the word always there. It means always, as in frequency, and all the way. Amen. Every step of the way. Amen. You see, rejoice in the Lord always. Again and again and again and again. Glory to God. And again I say, rejoice. So who is to rejoice here? You are to rejoice. I am to rejoice. We are to rejoice. It's our job. Rejoicing is your responsibility. God is not going to rejoice for you. Amen. You decide to rejoice. You make up your mind to rejoice in the Lord. Now, when you give thanks to God, it must be joyful. If it's not joyful, it will not be acceptable before God. Amen. God doesn't just love a giver. He loves what? A cheerful giver. You have to do it cheerfully. Joyfully. See it? You're giving thanks joyfully. You rejoice. You rejoice and move your body and start dancing. Glory to God. Amen. When you start on that note of joy, the Holy Spirit takes over. You know, the Holy Spirit is our helper, not our hijacker. Amen. It will help you. in doing the will of God for your life. He's not going to be the one doing the will of God for you. No, it will, you see, you will start praying and then it will help you in prayer. It won't be the one to pray for you. Amen. It makes intercessions for us, not without us, but with us. Amen. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. The word helpeth there is san anti labanomai. It simply means it takes hold together with us against our infirmities. It is it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now I start rejoicing. You know, sometimes I don't feel like getting out of the bed. All right? But I get out anyway, praise God. And then I just get up, pam. The moment my feet hit the floor, glory to God, I start dancing. Amen? You feel like dancing? Not all the time. You see, your feelings change. But your convictions do not change. What I believe doesn't change. My feeling may change. But what I believe doesn't change. I believe God is good. It does not matter how I feel. All right? I still believe that. Glory to God. And so I give thanks to God from that point of reference. Praise God. You rejoice. You rejoice. And when you begin to rejoice again and again and again, what happens is this. God will begin to help you in rejoicing. A time comes that you're so marvelously helped. Amen. That there's an anointing of the Spirit of God upon your lips, upon your tongue, upon your face, upon everything that has to do with you, and you're rejoicing, just giving thanks to God. Amen? So you have to do it in joy and with joy. Decide to rejoice. It's your choice to rejoice. Amen? Amen? Make that decision today. Make that choice today. Praise God and rejoice. Can someone say amen to that? Rejoice. Rejoice. Now, let me quickly say this. There are basically three nodes or points of magnifying God. There is thanksgiving, there is praise, and there is worship. Now, there are times we do the three together, all right, almost at the same time. But you ought to know the difference between thanksgiving and praise and worship. Thanksgiving is recognizing who God is, and you accord honor to Him for what He is and what He's done for you. Okay? Praise is actually telling of God's greatness. You're telling of His greatness. All right, I wasn't there when He parted the Red Sea, but we heard of His fame.
Yes, sir.
All right, and we believe the word of God. So the God who parted the Red Sea, the Almighty God. Now, when you're praising God, what you're doing is this. You're priming yourself ready to believe that God can do anything. There is nothing beyond His ability. Amen? God who opened the womb of the barren. Amen? He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In other words, you are recounting of His greatness. You are speaking of His fame. What He has done, who He is, not necessarily or, you know, compulsorily for you. But what He's done in the lives of others, what He's done in scriptures. Amen? That's praise. And then worship. Worship is yieldedness, yielding yourself to God, all right, in light of His greatness. So worship, what worship does is this. Worship brings you to the place where you enter into what I call a deep koinonia, fellowship with God. All right? Now, in worship, you say, Lord, I give you thanks because you are Lord. Therefore, I submit myself to your lordship. That's worship. The word worship simply means submission. It means obedience. It means yieldedness. It means to bow unto. Amen? Lord God Almighty, you are God all by yourself. There is nothing beyond your power. There's nothing beyond your ability. That's praise. Therefore, I submit to your power. I submit to your glory. I submit to everything that you are and you stand for. That's worship. So what worship does is this. Worship brings you to the place where what you have thanked God for, what you have praised God for, you now start receiving. Because the posture of receiving is the posture of worship, submission. See it? Until you bow to God, whatever is God's cannot flow into you. Amen? And the principle is there in Hebrews 7 and verse 7. You know? Hebrews 7 and verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. See it? So when you take the posture of submission, the blessing of God comes in your life. The grace of God comes on your life. All right? That's worship. Now, you study the word of God and you see that God's word is Lord over all. And then you say, Lord, I thank you for your word. From henceforth, in the name of Jesus, I yield myself to the authority of your word. Your word has final say in my life. Oh, your word has final say in my life. Thank you, Lord. That's worship. You're bowing to the word of God, the authority of God's word. Amen? And sometimes we may worship God without necessarily giving thanks to God. Is it? So when you realize and recognize what God has said in his word, and you say, Lord, I yield myself to that. Thank you for that. Okay? You may yield yourself, and you may also give thanks. But if you yield yourself to what God has said, you've worshiped God. Okay? But there can be thanksgiving in worship. But worship may be without thanksgiving. Praise God. Because worship is primarily submission to the will of God. Submission to who God is. Submission to the greatness of God. Amen? And what God does, when you worship God, God covers you. It becomes your covering. Amen? Some people, they just dance to God, but when it comes to submitting to his will, they still have a challenge with that. Okay, but the moment you submit yourself to the will of God, God covers you. Worshippers, if you fight them, you're fighting God. Because God is their covering. Amen? I said amen. Now, the first mention of the word worship in Genesis chapter number 22. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter number 22, when Abraham used that word worship in verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He uses the word worship. So, but what was he going there to do? He was going there to obey God. True? Yeah, he was going to obey God. He called it worship. Amen. I said amen. And if you really want to enter into knowing the glory of God, amen, you have to get into worship. It's, worship is not singing slow songs. Father, I declare that I love you. You call that worship. And then praises, singing fast songs. Father, I declare, gang, 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 that I love, gang, gang, gang. You say, that's not praise. Worship is actually yielding yourself to God in the obedience of faith. Hallelujah. That's what worship is. Amen? God tells you to do something and it's quite challenging and difficult. You do it anyway. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your grace, I yield myself to the authority of your word. I do what you have said to do. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. That's worship. That is worship. And for worshipers, you see, God covers them. Amen? I said amen. Amen. When you give thanks to God, God reveals himself to you. When you praise God, he dwells in the midst of your praise. When you worship God, he covers you. All right? Psalm 22 and verse 3. God dwells in the praises of his people. All right? He dwells in the praises of Israel. God dwells in praises. He will dwell in it, in the midst of it. Did you see it? When you give thanks to God, his revelation breaks forth. We saw that in Romans chapter 1, if you read from verse 20 to 27. All right? Your heart will be enlightened. Your mind will be enlightened to see more of God when you give thanks to God. Now, when you worship God, all right, what happens is this. God covers you. Because what worship simply means is this: cover me. That's what it means. All right? You bow to someone greater than you and say, just cover me. Let your greatness cover me. Amen? Praise God. That's what worship is. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the entrance of your word has given us light and understanding. We give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. All right, God bless you. See you on